Well, I feel for this man. He was playing so well, and then a dreadful injury has cost him probably the season. I think it is. G'day, Matt.
How's he going?
Good, mate. Thanks for your time. How are you tracking?
Yeah, all good. Just trying to get back into training now. Started back last week and just getting some physio on it now, trying to get back for about round 24.
Brilliant. So you will be back before the end?
Yeah, should be back for round 24. Hopefully, can get back a bit before, get a few more games in before semis.
It's a big one tonight, mate, and a step last week as well. So the Panthers striking some form. Very, very important now to keep it going, though.
Yeah, definitely. We needed that win last week. That was very important for us, and hopefully that built a base for us to go off leading into the back end of the year, and we can get a few wins together.
Yeah, and what's the key for that, Matt? Is anything needed changing?
I think just consistency. I think we haven't put together a good 80-minute performance until last week. So I think if we can keep playing how we did last week, we're going a long way to getting the 2 points.
Geez, that Martini, Zalesniak did a good job at fullback.
Yeah, definitely. He's a good player. He's probably just still finding his feet a bit there, but he's getting more comfortable each week. And he's a quality player, and he's played a lot of his footy in the when he was growing up at fullback. So it was just a matter of time before he found his feet, and he was doing a good job for us.
Mate, I guess last week when you had a look at that against the Tigers, your guys did all the damage down that right-hand side. Dean Farre was on fire, and courtesy of Dean, Dave Simmons got 4 tries in the match. Do you think they'll again go to that right-hand side?
I'm not too sure. I'd say so. If you've got Dean playing the way he was last week, you're not really going to go away from him. He's proved that he's a quality player, and that's why he's playing for his country as well. So I think if he's on fire and playing how he was, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be going there.
And Matt, Ivan Cleary is named an unchanged 18-man squad for this weekend. I mean, that's something that you guys haven't been able to do for a long time.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of injury changes.
Yeah, I think the last time might have been like round 2 or something like that. So it's good that we can finally put the same side back out on the paddock again.
Mate, we're going to see James Seguiaro. You're injured. James Seguiaro's injured. Jamal Idris, he's still on the sidelines. George Jennings has got a broken leg. Brent Kite's gone probably for the rest of the year. But Apai Korosau, he plays tonight in the hooking position, and he's off now to the Manly team. He's a good player. He'll be a loss, but I believe you've got a really good young player coming up called Sione Katoa.
Yeah, we do. He's been playing 20s. I think he played junior Kiwis as well. But it's a loss to see Uppy go at the end of the year, but he's probably got a better opportunity out there to play more regular footy, with Chico being probably our starting hooker at Penrith. So it's a loss for the club to lose a player like Uppy, but to have him still out there for the rest of this year, I'm sure he'll be doing a good job for us.
And Matt, just an update on Jamal. How's he going?
Yeah, he's coming along good. He's in a training, doing a fair bit of rehab on his knee. I think someone tossed up, he might be a chance of a return this year. I'm not too sure. So that'd be good if he could be back.
Yeah, the cruciate ligament, unfortunate. The ACL injury is a terrible one. Mate, Origin, the decider on Wednesday night, Matt. How do you see that match? Obviously cheering for New South Wales. What has to be done?
I think they have to play how they did in game 2. They were real aggressive and throwing the ball around a bit. I think you got to disrupt their defensive line. They're too good a side to just go from the setting up and going from that spot each time. You got to move them around a bit and try to play off the cuff to score some points against them.
Yeah, I was listening to Mark Gasnier last night, and he sort of said with the extra space, holding a longer 10 than the first, it actually meant that the forwards could, you know, get off the line and actually gave them a stronger advantage.
Yeah, I think the first game, the 10 metres was very short, and it was just pretty much a bash-up. So I think if it's anything like the second game, it'll be a good game to watch, and it'll be some expansive footy players.
Yep. Good on you, Matt. Thanks for joining us. We urge everyone to get out there tonight to Pepper Stadium. The Panthers up against the Rabbitohs. It's the Rabbitohs without Greg Inglis. Dave Tyrrell won't be there, but there's certainly going to be plenty of reasons to be watching tonight and getting out there. It'll be chilly, though, Slats and Matt, so rug up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Keep up the good work, Matt, in your rehab, mate. We look forward to seeing you back out there.
Thanks for having us.
Well done. Matt Moylan there. The Panthers, $2.30. They're the outsiders. Rabbitohs, $1.30.